This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
All right, so the time is 8 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. I'm going through that dyslexic phase, I think, where I just see the numbers backwards. But you know what? Why are you all relying on me for the time? Anna Mawaj, ni pesa ma cell phone nonke ninazomela mina to tell you the time. Okay, it's 8 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. And we're going to have that conversation now around the grade 9 certificate to be rolled out in 1,000 schools. But again, the warning that it should not be seen as an exit option. I'm quoting here as I use this word, exit option. And then, of course, I'll refer to Oskhomotso's call on the open line, but we couldn't really engage her for too long. It was already going way over the time of the news headlines at 1:30. But she was making the point that, you know, not everybody needs a senior certificate, a matric. Some people already by grade 9 or so have figured out that they can work with their hands, that they are differently abled and they don't want to complete the school cycle and its curriculum. And they should be directed to further education centers, vocational centers, TVET colleges. Now, the point I was making, and I'm not informed or an expert, is that my understanding of the matric certificate is that it's two-tiered. You get a matric certificate, but there are those who get it with an exemption, which then qualifies them to do further theoretical studies at universities if they so wish, But they are then given the license for it. And then there are those people who might not get an exemption, but have passed enough, sufficiently to have the foundations, the basics, to then go into further education and training and pursue other careers that interest them without necessarily going that high theoretical academic route, shall we call it that. And that, yes, in Germany, 45% of the workforce are people who come out of vocational centers, and 15% of those are No, let me leave out the 15% because I'm not sure what it means exactly at what age with the secondary school training. But anyway, 45% of the German workforce, that is that huge industrial economy, has people coming out of vocational centers. So not everybody needs to go to university. And the sooner we get our heads out of this, people must go to university or else mindset. I get it. But isn't grade 9 also something that disadvantages a student from getting the full spectrum of a high school education is the question we're raising. And the little bit of research I did during the news is that in Germany, since it was used as an example, is that actually it is mandatory to finish high school. It's mandatory to have 10 years of schooling. And then at 16, something happens. But I don't want to take on too much time. Let's just find out what exactly is going on. But yeah, in Germany, after compulsory education, those who don't continue full-time, general or vocational schools at the upper secondary level must still attend part-time schooling. It's compulsory. It's called the Berufsschule attendance to finish your high school diploma and then go on to do the vocational. So I'm sort of in that headspace, but that's just me. Dr. Moses Melani is the Chief Director for Curriculum Policy Implementation in the Department of Basic Education. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much, Lerato. Thanks for having us. Good morning to yourself and to your listeners.
Thank you so much. I hope you're just, we can hear a lot of buzz around you. I just hope you can hear us clearly. Okay, so firstly, the Department of Basic Education is saying it's going to step up the piloting of the new General Education and Training Certificate, GEC, and plans to fully launch it in 2025. And they'll be looking at the performance plan for 2024-2025 as progress to transform the schooling system into a three-stream model. Could you tell us what all of this is about, sir?
Thank you very much for the question. Maybe let me start by indicating what you mentioned in the introductory comments about the fact that the general education certificate is actually not an exit qualification. So we are not sending learners out of the schooling system. But it is actually a transitional, or it's an access qualification. I'll try to explain what we mean by that. It's an access qualification in the sense that teachers, and of course maybe parents, are also going to use the performance of the learners in this qualification at the end of their grade 9 year to guide learners, in particular the teachers, to guide learners as to which stream out of the three stream model that we are introducing, which stream will be suited for their interest and aptitude. And how will those be determined? The GEC, as a qualification, in its assessment, in the assessment of the learners, it's going to look at three dimensions of assessment. Firstly, it's the usual assessment, that is on the curriculum content. Secondly, it is introducing assessment in terms of learners' competencies. By competencies, we are referring to what learners can do with the knowledge and skills that they have acquired in practical settings. That is competencies. Thirdly, what this qualification is also going to assess will be learners' inclination. By learners' inclination, it's going to pick on each individual learner's interest, aptitude, and abilities. And it is the inclination, the performance of learners' inclination, that will be used by teachers to actually guide learners as to which stream they need to articulate to as they enter into grade 10. Because the three-stream model, which is the academic learning pathway, the vocational learning pathway, and the occupational learning pathways, actually start from grade 10. That is why I describe this qualification not as an exit qualification, but it is an access qualification into each of the three streams, which are starting from grade 10.
All right. So I just think, thank you for that clarification, but I just think I need just a little bit more further clarification. So once a student is in, a pupil is in grade 9 and has been assessed, can they take that certificate and say, actually, I don't want to be part of the schooling system anymore and I can take this elsewhere?
They may, but the option that is currently being explored in terms of different options that learners would have after grade 9 is the one of if they choose not to stay within the schooling system, they will have an option of actually deviating to the TVET college sector and therefore study towards particular trade or qualification that is aligned to their interest and aptitude. So that is the possibility, and that possibility is being created with the work that we are doing with higher education institutions, including the TVET college sector. So learners won't be forced to stay in the schooling system, but if they so choose to go to the TVET college sector, they can do so.
Okay, and so to get into a TVET college, they will no longer need the matric as we know it. They can take this grade 9 if they so choose.
Definitely. Let me also give you a perspective that has come from our collaboration with the Department of Higher Education, particularly the TVET college sector. In a space of about 3 years ago, there is a directive that has come from higher education, and that directive is actually prohibiting TVET colleges from admitting learners who have completed grade 12, because that is actually a waste of their 3 years. Because when they go to TVET colleges, they start from NQF level 2. That is, they start from an equivalent of grade 10, which they would have passed some 3 years ago. So these are some of the inefficiencies that we are also addressing in the process.
Okay. So just work with me here, Dr. Moses Melani, Chief Director for Curriculum Policy Implementation at the Department of Basic Education. So how does the system work right now? I think let's just understand the ABC. So we understand, or I understand, the schooling system to be 12 years. And you go through school and you enjoy some subjects and some you don't, and some excel and some don't, and some are bored. But you go through that system for 12 years. And in year 12, you write a big exam. And that's what we generally colloquially call the matric exam. And some will do really well and get an exemption and go to university if they so choose. Others might even have an exemption but still choose not to go to university. But there'll be those who don't get that baccalaureate and then go to TVET colleges. And are you saying that's actually a wasted opportunity? Because by the time you go into a TVET college, what you really need is to have passed grade 10. And so that extra 2-3 years at school was a waste of your time, because what you need is the aptitude of grade 10 to get into a TVET college. And once you're there, you'll then specialize. So you are trying to sort that out and make it neater.
Definitely. Lerato, you are so spot on. Also, what needs to be understood is that the three-stream model, as it will be starting from grade 10, it's actually where specialization starts happening, even within the schooling system. So as we introduce the two additional streams, the vocational and the occupational learning stream, we are giving our learners an option to choose, being guided by by their performance in terms of their inclination at the end of grade 9. Right. So that's basically what we are trying to fix.
Okay.
Because all along, basic education has been offering largely an academic curriculum all the way up to grade 12. But this has actually limited traces of learners, because learners have got different aptitudes and interests. Mm. That is why we have seen in the past, between grade 9 and grade 11, some learners even dropping out of school.
Okay.
So these are all the challenges that we are actually addressing by introducing the three-stream model and, of course, the qualification, the GEC, because it is going to assist in channeling learners into one of the three streams.
Okay. So, Dr. Smelani, the GEC, will this certificate apply to all learners in the schooling system, or will you select those who need to be assessed and then allocated accordingly for the three-stream model? So, in other words, is everybody going to get a GEC?
Everyone will be eligible for the GEC. As long as a learner has gotten to grade 9, they will be sitting at the end of the grade 9 year. They will be actually assessed for the qualification, so that from their performance, then we will be guiding them into which of the streams. So the GEC is for every learner in the DBE system.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So everybody's going to be assessed at the end of grade 9, and then they're going to be guided into one of three streams, and you've described them as academic, vocational, and learning. Did I understand that correctly? Academic, vocational, and learning.
It's academic, vocational, and occupational.
Occupational. Okay.
Maybe let me talk briefly about the occupational stream. The occupational stream, in its main objective, it is to prepare learners or young people for the world of work. That is the main thrust for that stream, the occupational stream. But the vocational one can prepare learners for future vocations like engineering, like teaching, like medical, being in the medical profession, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, and then academic is the general one. Everything.
Academic is the general one. It's the more theoretical one. Maybe let me give you another perspective. The two streams, let me start with the vocational stream. The vocational stream is designed in such a way that the curriculum has got 50% theory and 50% practical.
Okay.
That is how it differs from the academic stream. But the occupational stream, the subjects, all of the subjects within the occupational stream, each subject has got 75% practicals and only 25% theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is what happens between the stream. It's the practical content.
Okay. So vocational is 50-50. There's 50% theory, 50% practical. Occupational, 75% practical, 25% theory. Academic, 100% theory.
Well, we could, yes, we could say academic is largely it's largely theoretical, although you would find, for instance, subjects like physical sciences, it still falls within, it does fall within the academic stream, but there are experiments where there is practical work, and that practical work is also being assessed.
All right. So
it's largely theoretical, maybe about 90% of the content.
All right. So let me raise a concern. And and here's the concern, and maybe it's born of status quo thinking, right? Conventional conservative thinking, is that one of the reasons why historically people go through the 12-year schooling system is because, you know, when you're young and you're a teenager, you change your mind and maybe you just go through a bad patch in 2024 and then you recover in 2025 and maybe you didn't enjoy science, but suddenly they employ a good science teacher and suddenly you enjoy it and you have a different perspective of the world. And so to suggest that at grade 9 or 10, you've figured out your future and you are now being channeled in a particular way can be quite disadvantageous for somebody, because with a little bit of support in different ways, people do change their minds. And shouldn't they at the end have a senior certificate that is wholesale? And if they still want to go the vocational route, they can. But if they suddenly change their minds that actually I want to go to university, they've got the option to do that too.
Yeah, let me also indicate that, you know, the introduction of the three-stream model is actually not restricting and putting learners in a specific learning pathway that they will enter into when they get into grade 10. By design, in fact, the three-stream model has been conceptualized and anchored on what is called the articulation framework. The articulation framework is actually different career options and leading to qualifications, different qualifications. So by design, maybe to cut my response a bit shorter, we have designed our three-stream model in such a way that it will allow flexibility. Mm-hmm. It allows learners flexibility to even switch between the three streams should they discover that the stream that they have been channeled into does not actually meet with their interests and future career options or choices. So by design, they are allowed to switch. They can switch from an academic stream to a vocational stream or to an occupational stream or the other way around.
You know, we're going to let Ndate Stephen, if you don't mind, Dr. Moses Melani, engage you. And then I'm going to read you some comments that are coming through on social media, and perhaps you can respond there. Ndate Stephen, good morning.
I just wanted to add, because I'm from the old school, the decision makers that actually, I'm going to be as harsh as I could, trading the future of our children for their own comfort without comfort and self-centeredness. The reason why I'm saying that, this changing of education, of introducing of all these things, it is actually not actually having the participation of the parents. Imagine the grade 9 child will still be 14 years old, which is also under the parents' guidance and all that. But now, this is just being imposed. I don't think there had been enough research done basing on the fact that this education schooling, it's not just the matter of a girl just obtaining a certificate. And after obtaining a certificate, what? Because based on the previous, previously, I'm not saying the parents of today are the same as those that are. Once you have passed standard six, your parents will always say, no, ufedite school, you have done with school now. You must go and look for a work. That was what actually happened. Mm-hmm. And it, for me, it doesn't differ from the apartheid time where they were just sitting there deciding we must have black education, black people, Bantu education, colored education and all that. Okay. It's the very same thing. Okay. I think it is actually wrong to introduce a certificate at that age to the children. And then without having to find out that the market demand, what was the market demand, labor market demand on those kind of
things. Okay, thanks, Ndate Stephen. Dr. Moses, I have to tell you, I expressed a similar sentiment earlier when I said, you know, it was only in the apartheid era where people came out with standard 8 certificates and have been significantly disadvantaged in terms of participating meaningfully in South Africa Incorporated. I'm not saying, you know, they are condemned to poverty, but I'm just saying some people who could have made much more with their lives ended up not because the system restricted them. And so to that end, Sweetie, Laba Chakazi says, so we're going back to an education system we had in the Transkei, Lerato. At the end of Standard 7, everyone wrote an external exam just like matric, and those who didn't make it were given a Standard 7, Standard 8 certificate. Lerato Chenkeng says, I feel like we need fact sheets and explainers on this. I've been listening for 20 minutes and I'm still not clear about this three-stream model and this GEC. Braskuman says, this government has done some really stupid things, but this sounds like the worst. How do you respond, Dr. Moses Melani?
Well, I think the comments are actually quite interesting, but I think there is some missing link and missing understanding in this whole thing. Let me start from the point that was made by Brother Stephen, that of you know, the apartheid past, where people would get a standard 6 certificate and then they would leave school. Let me talk about myself. I am among the last group that actually set for the standard 6 certificate and also the JC certificate. But did I exit school? No. Mm. I even went further and even studied beyond matric. But in terms of thinking of this diversification of the curriculum offerings and actually taking it back to the past, that is quite unfortunate. It's quite unfortunate in the sense that the globe education systems of the world are actually introducing skills and competencies that, for instance, skills and competencies for the 21st century. And that is what we are also building into the three-stream model.
Okay.
And we are introducing career paths that are open to learners to an extent that they can even look. We are also even bringing in artificial intelligence. Those who may not be aware, basic education has also introduced coding and robotics, and that we are preparing our learners even for the fourth industrial revolution. So there is a lot of development that is coming with the three-stream model. Importantly, we are giving our learners options to choose from. We are not putting them into one learning pathway, that is the academic learning pathway, which is what we have always been offering.
All right. Thank you for that, Dr. Moses Melani. I get a feeling that we'd need to have a second conversation about this for clarification. But what you've said, all students will be assessed at grade 9 for a GEC and then will be directed towards one of the three streams, an academic stream, a vocational stream, an occupational stream, based on their interests and what they show as their aptitude. Some, but not all, are going to opt to leave the formal schooling system and will be absorbed into TVET colleges. But in the main, people are going to stay all the way through to matric, is how I've understood this story, but will be directed and channeled in particular ways. It's news time.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.